Dawn pressed its pale glow against the high-rise windows of Denver as Lyric Vega slipped out of her overnight shift at St. Luke's Trauma Ward. She loved the hour when the city hovered between dreams and deadlines. Commuters sipped coffee beneath salmon-colored clouds while distant ridgelines sharpened like blades against the sky. But this morning the air felt electrically alive, each breath laced with something older than traffic fumes, a whisper that tugged at the hidden part of her heart that still believed in legends her grandmother once told in hushed Spanish under quilted stars. Lyric's phone buzzed. Emergency on 12th and Grant, multiple injuries. She pivoted on instinct, then froze. The screen had blinked off. No alert, no caller ID. An ache spiraled behind her eyes, as though the phantom message had been etched directly onto her nerves. She shook it away, blaming exhaustion. Yet when she glanced up, a tall stranger leaned against her battered Corolla, arms folded, gaze unwavering. He wore a charcoal-filled jacket despite spring warmth, shadowed jaw set in a line of determination. The second their eyes met, the city noises muted, leaving only the throb of her pulse. "Lyric Vega," he said, voice deep, resonant, like low thunder rolling through pine valleys. "My name is Asher Draven. We need to talk." Every survival instinct screamed to run, but curiosity stapled her shoes to the asphalt. "Do we know each other?" "Not yet," Asher replied, straightening. He radiated calm authority, yet his irises glimmered a peculiar silver, catching dawn light like liquid metal. "I'm here to escort you to Hollow Peak. Tonight." Lyric laughed, too sharply. "I have a double shift, rent to pay, and no idea who you are." A faint smile ghosted across his lips. "I made a vow beneath the Starlit Tribunal that I would bring you home. The stars have chosen. There isn't much time." The words rattled her. Grandma's bedtime story spoke of the Starlit Tribunal, ancestral spirits who govern the Night Clans, wolf-blooded guardians tied to constellations. Fiction. Yet standing before her was living contradiction, a man whose presence felt carved from the same folklore. "I think you've got the wrong girl," Lyric muttered, unlocking her car. "Go talk to NASA." As she slid behind the wheel, the engine refused to start. Battery had been fine yesterday. She cursed. When she glanced up, Asher was already in the passenger seat, door never having opened. Panic flared. "I won't harm you," he said softly, "but I cannot leave you vulnerable now that the veil is thinning. Others will come, those who relish tearing hope from prophecy. Let me protect you." Lyric fumbled for the door handle. "Get out or I call the cops." "You won't," Asher murmured, producing a battered leather journal. He flipped to a faded photograph. Her grandma at 20, smiling before a mountain lake, moon cresting above. Beside her stood a young man whose silver-lit eyes mirrored Asher's. Scrawled beneath, "Luna Vigil, 1954. Lyric's throat constricted. Grandma had sworn the photo lost in a house fire. "How? Your grandmother was one of us," Asher said. "She fled the Covenant after betraying the Alpha, my grandfather. The curses cast that night still echo. You are the final chance at correction." Shock sluiced through Lyric, tangling with decades of half-remembered lullabies about star howlers and skyborn oaths. "So what, you're a werewolf?" "Shifter," Asher corrected. "Bound to the Starlit Vow. And you are the chosen Nova Heart, the mortal conduit through which the prophecy completes." Ridiculous. Impossible. Yet her heartbeat hammered a matching rhythm to his steady calm. "Even if any of this were true, I can't just vanish. Patients depend on me." Asher's gaze softened. "And an entire clan depends on you. The Rift Moon rises in 3 days. If we're not on Hollow Peak to answer its song, my people, your people, will fall to Ashbane, an exile pack twisted by void magic. They hunt you already." Tires screeched at the intersection. A black SUV hurtled toward them, windows tinted. Gunmetal muzzles slid from half-open glass. Lyric's disbelief shattered. "Asher." He grabbed her hand. The world rippled. Asphalt, cars, buildings, everything stretched into comet tails of light before collapsing into darkness scented with pine. Disorienting vertigo flipped her stomach. Then they stood on a forest overlook, Denver a smudge of glitter far below. Wind roared, carrying wolf howls that trembled with urgency. Lyric staggered. Asher steadied her, heat blazing through his palm. Star step, he explained. My vow allows me to fold distances when the need is dire. They found us sooner than I feared. Lyric stared at the distant city haze. They were going to shoot me. Yes, he said grimly. And they will try again. A distant rumble of engines echoed from the canyon road, winding toward them. Shadows flickered between pines, sleek forms moving impossibly fast on four legs. Golden eyes sparked like embers. We can't outrun them here, Lyric whispered. We don't need to. Asher shrugged off his jacket. Beneath, glyphs shimmered across his skin, silver constellations mapping shoulders to wrists. Stay close, Nova Heart. I'll hold them while you unlock the path. What path? Her voice quivered. He pressed the leather journal into her hands, open to a page of astronomical symbols surrounding a penciled sketch of a stone archway. Follow the markers etched on these pages. The arch lies due north, half a mile. When you speak the invocation, the mountain will hear you and reveal the stargate. Lyric's mind reeled. Medical textbooks offered no chapter on cosmic doors. But headlights split the treeline. Ashbane wolves morphed into men mid-stride, eyes void black, knives glimmering. Asher's bones cracked, spine elongating, for erupting midnight blue. In two breaths, he stood a colossal wolf, eyes silver as Sirius. Run, he growled, voice still human beneath the beast. Lyric sprinted along the ridgeline, journal clutched tight. Brambles slashed her scrubs, breath tore in her throat. Behind, snarls and metallic clangs collided with Asher's thunderous roars. A scream, then silence. Fear propelled her faster. Trees parted to reveal an ancient clearing where boulders shaped a half circle, each etched with star runes matching the journal. Moonlight, though the sun still climbed, cascaded through an unseen rift, bathing the stones in ethereal glow. Lyric stepped into the circle. Warmth pulsed beneath her soles, as if the earth itself had a heartbeat. Flipping pages, she found the invocation written in a dialect unfamiliar yet phonetically annotated. Her shaking voice wove the syllables, Astrum cordis apri, Sidus nos dusit, Votum clara's operate. Light speared upward in a column of stardust, swirling around her. The boulders groaned, rotating to align with Orion's rising belt, though daylight remained. A doorway of shimmering dusk unfurled, revealing snow-capped pinnacles bathed in cosmic fire. A triumphant howl echoed, then cut to a whimper. Lyric spun. Asher stumbled from the treeline, human again, crimson soaking his side. Behind him, three Ashbane warriors stalked closer, blades dripping. Their leader, a scarred woman with onyx horns curling from her temples, locked eyes with Lyric. The Nova Heart belongs to the void, she hissed. Lyric's adrenaline surged. She could step through the gate and escape, or stay and fight for a man she'd met an hour ago, yet felt centuries entwined with. Asher collapsed to one knee, lips pale. Lyric, go, he rasped. Heart tearing, she gripped the journal, then noticed a final note penned in fresh ink. The gateway heals those who enter joined by trust. Grandma's handwriting. Decision crystallized. She bolted toward Asher, tearing a strip from her scrub top to press against his wound. We crossed together, she said, voice steel. He met her gaze, hope flickering. She hauled his arm over her shoulders. They limped into the starlit vortex as the Ashbane closed in, knives raised. The portal flared, swallowing them whole. The last thing Lyric felt was weightlessness and the gasp of raw, bounding altitude. Veil of glimmering frost rushed past Lyric's skin as the portal expelled her and Asher onto a snow-dusted ledge high above the timberline. The shock of frigid air stole her breath. Thin atmosphere left her dizzy. Yet she felt a faint warm spiral from the rocky ground, as though the mountain recognized her arrival. Above, midday sunlight mingled with violet starfire that streamed from a tear in the sky, a cosmic ribbon linking Earth to constellation. Asher sagged against her shoulder, blood soaking her makeshift bandage. Lyric eased him onto a patch of lichen-speckled stone and forced her trembling hands steady. Stay with me. Your lung might be punctured. He grimaced, silver eyes dimming. The wound is laced with void venom. Ordinary care won't purge it. Lyric's medical training clicked into overdrive. Assess, stabilize, improvise. She tore open an emergency kit from her scrub pocket. Gauze, alcohol wipes, a tiny vial of morphine. What neutralizes void venom? Starlight. His breath rattled, but only if drawn through the Nova Heart. You mean me, she muttered. Figures. Before she could question further, the mountain's surface shimmered. Runes spiraled outward from her knees, forming a cradle of pale light around Asher's torso. Instinct urged her to place both palms over his chest. Heat surged up her arms, coursing like liquid quartz into his wound. The gash hissed. Threads of darkness unraveled into glitter that the wind swept away. When the glow faded, the jagged hole in Asher's side had knitted into a pink scar. Lyric reeled, heart racing. I just healed you with astronomy. Not astronomy, astromancy, he corrected, voice steadier. You channeled the mountain's song. Our bond is awakening faster than I hoped. She stood, wiping sweat from her brow despite the cold. I never agreed to a bond. Asher pushed upright. The vow predates choice, Lyric. But consent shapes its outcome. You can wield it for liberation, or shatter us all. A distant howl echoed, strange, hollow, fraying at the edges like radio static. Lyric turned toward a slope of broken granite that tumbled into a mist-filled ravine. Half-formed silhouettes prowled the fog. Canid outlines too tall, too jagged, as though drawn by a trembling hand. The ash vein followed. No, Asher murmured, rising. Those are wraith howlers, souls the void devoured when the first vow was broken. They guard the ascent to Star Sanctum. We must reach its heartstone before sunset, or the rift moon's swell will trap us here. Lyric scanned the nearly vertical trail snaking upward between ice-slick spires. Any safer routes? None that time allows. Exhaustion clawed at her, but urgency beat louder. She tightened her ponytail, willed her feet forward. Then we climb. They advanced single file along a narrow shelf carved by glacial melt. Wind sheared across the cliff, carrying flecks of diamond dust snow that glittered like shards of constellation. Asher's gait remained fluid despite earlier injury. Lyric forced her legs to match, though every muscle screamed. Tell me the rest, she called above the gale. Why am I the Nova Heart? That night in 1954, he said, voice drifting back, your grandmother, Delilah, was pledged to my grandfather, Alpha Corrin, under the Starlet Tribunal. Their union was to seal peace among three rival packs. But Delilah fell for a human scholar and fled, stealing the Star Key, an artifact that tethers the vow's power. Without it, Corrin's lineage fractured. The Ashbane rose from the splinters, embracing void paths. Delilah hid the key's essence within her bloodline. Only a descendant capable of compassion fierce enough to heal those who wronged her could reignite it. Lyric gripped a frozen handhold. My grandmother condemned your people to decades of war because she wanted a different life. Love and betrayal often share breath, Asher answered quietly. But she also foresaw that coercion could never birth lasting peace. She believed a new choice, freely made, would reset the cycle. Lyric swallowed guilt that wasn't hers. So the prophecy needs me to forgive the past? Not just forgive, redeem it. They rounded a buttress into a wind-sheltered alcove. There, a ring of stone monoliths formed a primitive amphitheater. In its center stood a lone figure, an elderly man draped in a robe of midnight woven with moving starlight. His silver beard flowed to his chest. Antlers of crystal sprouted from his temples. He raised a staff capped with a fragment of meteor glass. Welcome, Nova Heart, he intoned. An oath bearer. His voice echoed decades, maybe centuries. Asher bowed. High Seer Aldric, guardian of the Star Sanctum. Lyric approached warily. Aldric's eyes, a deep nebular blue, examined her soul more than her face. I sense courage coiled with doubt. Both are needed. She offered a thin smile. Nice to meet you, though I'd prefer coffee first. Aldric chuckled, surprising warmth. Hospital humor. Delilah possessed it, too. He tilted his staff. Time wanes, but knowledge empowers. The heartstone above us bridges mortal will and cosmic design. To claim it, you must reveal the secret you fear most. Lyric's stomach nodded. What if I don't have one? Every star casts a shadow, Aldric whispered. He extended a withered hand toward her forehead. Images burst in Lyric's mind. Memories she kept buried. The night her mother's car skidded on black ice, the beep of a flatline. Lyric, 12, screaming at paramedics that her mother wasn't allowed to die. The crushing guilt she carried for not being able to save her. Tears burned her eyes. I spend every shift trying to fix strangers because I couldn't fix her. And yet, Aldrich said gently, you still choose to heal. That resolve is the key's resonance. He produced a crystal pendant shaped like an eight-pointed star. Within, a hollow center awaited a missing shard. The heartstone will supply the final piece, if you brave the sanctum's trial. A thunderous crack split the air. The wraith howlers had scaled the alcove's entrance, void smoke dripping from fanged maws. Their leader, the horned woman, emerged behind them, cloak snapping like dead wings. You delay, seer, she snarled, hand over the Nova Heart. Aldrich struck his staff on stone. A lattice of light sealed the amphitheater's mouth, but fractures sizzled where the horned woman's claws raked the barrier. Hurry, he urged Lyric. Ascend those stairs, place the pendant upon the heartstone before they breach. Marble steps spiraled up a hollow pillar of rock. Lyric sprinted, Asher flanking her. Halfway, tremors jolted the staircase, chips cascaded into the abyss below. She looked down. Wraith howlers battered the barrier, creating spiderweb cracks. Aldrich planted himself at the base, chanting. Seer won't hold long, Asher warned. At the summit, a dais cradled the heartstone, an orb of translucent crystal pulsing with galaxies. Lyric's breath caught. Standing near it felt like hearing every lullaby, every siren song of sky she'd ever known. She fit the pendant against its indented core. Nothing happened. Speak your truth, Asher whispered. Lyric closed her eyes. I wasn't enough to save my mother, but I'm enough now to save us. Light blazed. The pendant fused with the heartstone, birthing a spear of radiance that pierced the clouds. Energy rushed through Lyric's veins, ecstatic, terrifying. Constellation runes burned across her arms just as they had on Asher's, their patterns interlocked, completing a cosmos. Below, the barrier shattered. The horned woman leapt through, void flames swirling around her blades. Aldrich collapsed, spent. Wraith howlers poured in. Asher shifted mid-stride, launching at the pack. Lyric felt his heartbeat mirror hers across their newly forged link. She sensed where his flank would be exposed before he moved and shouted warnings he obeyed without thought. Together they pushed the Ashbane back, but Void Shadow clung stubbornly to reality. Then the horned leader lunged for Lyric, arcs of darkness spiraling from her horns. Lyric raised a hand, instinctively channeling starlight. A shield of iridescent energy blossomed, deflecting the attack, yet each impact dimmed her glow. She staggered under the relentless strikes. Your lineage stole our future, the horned woman snarled. Return the key or be consumed. Lyric's shield cracked. She glimpsed Asher, pinned under two wraith howlers. Desperation surged. The heartstone pulsed as if in empathy. Words surfaced in her mind. An incantation older than language, vow renewed, darkness subdued. She shouted it. Starlight erupted from the heartstone, funneling through her chest into a blazing wave that radiated across the amphitheater. Void shadows shrieked, peeling away like burned film. The horned woman screamed, dissolving into sparks that the wind scattered among the peaks. Silence fell, deep, reverent. Snowflakes drifted through the breach, settling upon smoldering runes. Asher limped to Lyric's side, shifting back to human form. He cupped her face, softening his features. You wield the vow as if born to it. Lyric trembled with adrenaline. I didn't think. I just knew I couldn't let them take more lives. Aldrich approached, leaning heavily on his staff. The key is whole, but unity remains fragile. The Ashbane will rally. To secure lasting peace, you must descend into the Valley of Choir Echoes by dawn and bind the vow in the Tribunal's presence. Only then will the prophecy close. Lyric exhaled, white vapor curling. Another journey. Redemption rarely ends where it begins, Aldrich said. He offered a rolled parchment sealed with wax. The map to the valley and a warning. Betrayal still stalks your path. Asher stiffened. From whom? Aldrich's nebular eyes clouded. A wolf clothed in faith, yet hollow inside. Trust will be your greatest weapon and your most grievous wound. Lyric's pulse quickened. She recalled the photo of her grandmother beside Corin. Had their love masked treachery? Did another descendant walk among them? Thunder boomed, though the sky was clear. The Heartstone dimmed, its power spent until dawn. Far below, a chorus of howls rose, some triumphant, others mournful, as Pax sensed the shift in cosmic balance. Lyric gripped the map, feeling the future tilt on a knife edge. One wrong step might plunge both clans into eternal void. She met Asher's gaze, saw resolve tempered by fear identical to her own. "There's no turning back," she whispered. "Together," he vowed, offering his hand. She took it, the warmth between their palms a fragile beacon against encroaching night. They descended the broken stairs, each footfall echoing destiny's drumbeat, unaware that in the shadows of the amphitheater a pair of silver eyes, neither void black nor starlit, watched their every move, a silent arbiter of coming treachery and looming abyss. Stormlight pulsed along the razorback ridges as Lyric and Asher began their perilous descent from Star Sanctum. Though dawn still hid below the horizon, auroras of indigo and rose shimmered overhead, an afterglow of the Heartstone's awakening. Each step dislodged pebbles that clattered into endless darkness, reminding them how thin the boundary between sky and void truly was. The parchment map crackled in Lyric's chilled fingers. Aldric's neat constellations traced a zigzag route, skirt the broken tooth crags, cut through the skeleton pines, then enter the Valley of Choir Echoes via a limestone gorge called the Hollow Maw. Reach the Tribunal Stone by first light. Simple lines, deadly terrain. Asher kept pace at her side, armored now in a dark wool cloak embroidered with his clan's sigil, a star-wreathed wolf. Moonlight silvered his hair, but exhaustion pooled beneath his eyes. Lyric longed to ask how deep the venom's damage truly ran, yet feared what she might hear. Instead, she focused on the crunch of snow under her borrowed hiking boots, gear Aldric had conjured from thin air with a wry smile and an ominous, "You'll need traction more than comfort." Half an hour passed before the slope mellowed into a wind-blasted plateau scattered with twisted bristlecone pines. From the shadows emerged three figures in mountain leathers bearing lanterns of cold mage light. The tallest stepped forward, lowering his hood to reveal sharp cheekbones, raven hair, and eyes as pale as winter wheat. "Asher Draven," he hailed, voice lilting with controlled relief. "I feared the Wraith Howlers had torn you to pieces." "Kai Rowan," Asher replied, clasping the man's forearm. "Your patrol reaches far tonight. Farther than you know." Scouts spotted Ashbane banners near the north spires. Kai's gaze flicked to Lyric, curiosity bright yet courteous. "And this must be the Nova Heart." Lyric squared her shoulders. "Lyric Vega, ER nurse, occasional Healy, apparently cosmic key." Kai chuckled. "Your candor is refreshing. Come, our shelter is close. You'll need strength for the valley." The patrol guided them across the plateau to a cave mouth masked by storm-bent pines. Inside, flickering braziers illuminated half a dozen clan warriors sharpening obsidian-edge axes or wrapping wounds. The air smelled of pine resin, iron, and simmering stew. A stooped elder in a ceremonial stole approached, carrying a silver bowl of glowing liquid. His yellow eyes hinted at venerable Lupin lineage. "I am Aemon, seer priest of the Draven line," he said, bowing stiffly. "Drink, Nova Heart. Melted starlight and Valerian will steady your spirit." Lyric accepted the bowl, steam curling around her face like sleepy nebulae. The brew tasted of mint and unknown minerals, leaving a soft warmth in her gut. Aemon's gaze lingered on the star runes that laced her forearms. Something unreadable flickered in his eyes. Respect or envy? She couldn't tell. Asher laid out the mission. Reach Choir Echoes, bind the vow at the Tribunal Stone. Murmurs rippled among the warriors, hope tempered by the memory of countless failed peace accords. "We'll escort you," Kai said. "But we must pass through Blackbriar Pass before midnight, or landslides will block the gorge." Aemon raised a bony hand. "An escort of steel invites Ashbane spies." Tradition demands the Nova Heart approach the Tribunal almost alone. So fate, not force, guides judgment. He fixed Asher with a pious stare. "Take only one shield, brother. The rest will hold the pass." Asher bristled. "She's already bled for our cause. I won't gamble her life."
"And if you arrive with an army," Aemon countered, "the Tribunal may deem it coercion and nullify the prophecy."
Silence stretched, tension thickening like ice. Lyric's heartbeat pounded. Finally she spoke.
One or a dozen blades won't change destiny. Let's respect the old laws. Take Kai with us. You trust him, right? Asher's jaw tensed before he nodded. Very well. Preparations were swift. Rations, climbing rope, a compact Starflare torch in case of ambush. Aemon tied a silver cord around Lyric's wrist, a symbolic tether to the clan, then whispered a blessing too soft for her ears. Cold pricked her skin where his fingers brushed. They left the refuge under a sliver-thin moon. Kai led, sure-footed between jagged outcrops. Asher followed, senses on high alert. Lyric brought up the rear, her breath frosting into constellations with each exhale. Blackbriar Pass lived up to its name. Thorny shrubs, blackened by old wildfire, snagged clothes and skin. At one point, Lyric's sleeve caught. A briar tore the fabric, scraping her forearm. Tiny droplets of blood glimmered against rune ink like garnets on snow. Asher pressed a cloth to the cut. Your pain hums through our link. I feel it amplify the vow. Lyric winced. Great. Cosmic empathy. They rounded a corner where the trail skirted a cliff face. Below, avalanche boulders glistened purple under starlight. Kai halted, raising a fist. Listen. Faint at first, then growing, hoofbeats. Not the rhythmic cadence of horses, more erratic, heavier, like stone statues learning to move. Gorgolith chargers, Kai muttered. Ashvane siege beasts. Asher scanned the darkness. They mean to collapse the gorge behind us. The trio scrambled onto a narrower ledge to avoid detection. From their perch, they saw monstrous silhouettes, hulking rhino-wolf hybrids wreathed in shadow, hauling crates of alchemical charges. Hooded Ashvane riders urged them on with barbed whips. Lyric's stomach twisted. If they seal the Hollow Maw, we miss the tribunal. And my clan's reinforcements will be trapped, Asher added grimly. Kai's eyes hardened. I can sabotage the charges, buy us time. Asher gripped his shoulder. Too risky. We have no choice. Kai's mouth curved into a tight smile. Besides, you owe me for that fiasco in Silver Basin. Before Asher could object, Kai vaulted down sheer rock like a phantom, vanishing into shadows. Minutes crawled. The wind carried shouts, a distant clang, a howl of pain. Then fire bloomed, blinding scarlet against the night. Explosions rocked the pass, chargers screamed. An avalanche of smoke swallowed their view. Asher's knuckles whitened on the ledge. If he's caught, he knew the stakes, Lyric whispered. A figure emerged from the smoke, sprinting. Kai, one arm dangled limp, crimson soaking his sleeve, but triumph flashed in his stare. Charges destroyed, he gasped, hauling himself onto the ledge. But they'll regroup fast. They bound his arm. Lyric's newfound starlight cauterized the worst tear. Gratitude and guilt simmered inside her. Every ally seemed to bleed for a destiny she'd only just inherited. The trail narrowed further, forcing them single file beside a bottomless fissure known as the Echo Split. Legend said the chasm repeated a traveler's final scream forever. Lyric tried not to imagine testing that truth. Halfway across, she heard Aemon's voice in her mind, a wolf clothed in faith yet hollow inside. She glanced at Kai's slumped form between them. His injury slowed them, but his valor was unquestionable. Suspicion felt disloyal. She shook it off. They reached a natural bridge of ice stretching across the Echo Split. Moonlight turned the arch glassy, every step a slip threat. Asher led. Lyric in the center, Kai bringing up the rear. Halfway, a low groan vibrated through the span. Cracks spidered beneath their boots. Hurry, Asher hissed. Lyric quickened, but Kai stumbled, clutching his injured arm. The ice under him shattered. He dropped to one knee, dangling over abyss. Lyric spun, extending a hand. Take it. Kai's eyes met hers, flickering not with fear, but apology. I'm sorry, Novaheart. His free hand whipped forward, plunging a slender obsidian dagger into Asher's back. Shock paralyzed Lyric a heartbeat before she screamed. Asher lurched, blood blooming dark on his cloak. The ice buckled. Kai's features warped, shadows crawling across his skin until void black veins pulsed at his temples. The ash vein promised redemption for my sister's soul. Delivering you was the price. Lyric's mind reeled. Memories of Kai's bravery seconds ago clashed with the betrayal carving into Asher's flesh. Rage ignited. Runes along her arms flared incandescent, melting nearby ice. Asher, staggering, wheeled on Kai, eyes glowing pure silver despite blood staining his lips. "You were my brother," he rasped. "And you were blind," Kai spat, twisting the dagger. The bridge groaned louder. Lyric raised both palms. Stellar fire coalesced into a searing whip of light. She lashed it forward. Kai leapt back, severing his own foothold to avoid the strike. Ice collapsed. He plunged into the chasm, void shadows cushioning his fall as he vanished into darkness. The bridge continued to fracture. Asher collapsed to one knee. Without thinking, Lyric shoved him toward the far end. They dove as the span disintegrated, landing hard on solid rock. Behind them, shards cascaded into the split, the echoes of their destruction singing like ghostly choirs. Lyric rolled Asher onto his side. The dagger still protruded, obsidian edges smoking where void venom ate at flesh. Panic clawed her throat. Her earlier healing had drawn on starlight abundance. This abyss reeked of emptiness. Asher wheezed. "Pull it free." She gripped the hilt, whispering a nurse's steady mantra on three, then yanked. Asher's scream reverberated off canyon walls. Venomous darkness oozed. Lyric pressed glowing palms to the wound, but the light guttered like a candle in storm wind. The void fought her, devouring every spark. Footsteps scuffed behind. She whirled, expecting more Ashbane. Instead, Aemon emerged from a curtain of spruce, staff glowing dimly. Relief flooded her until she saw his eyes, twin hollows of dull bronze, lifeless as spent meteors. "High priest," she breathed. "Kai betrayed us. Asher's dying." Aemon approached with agonizing slowness. "Yes," he murmured, voice stripped of warmth. "And prophecy demands a sacrifice at dawn." He extended a skeletal hand. "Give me the Heartstone pendant, child. Your burden ends here." Lyric backed away, shielding Asher. "Aldric entrusted it to me." Aemon's lips curved in a brittle smile. "Aldric clings to fading stars while ignoring their collapsing cores. Hand it over and I will ease Asher's pain." Asher coughed, silver eyes pleading. "Don't," pulse through their bond. Lyric felt the cliff edge at her spine, the endless dark beyond. Wind shrieked like a warning siren. She slipped the pendant's chain from her neck, but instead of surrendering it, she clenched it in a fist and hurled herself over the precipice, dragging Asher with her in a desperate roll down a snow chute hidden beneath the ledge. Ice scraped skin, gravity yanked, world turned into a vortex of white and black. They slammed onto a lower shelf, momentum dumping them onto coarse gravel. Above, Aemon's furious howl echoed, blending with the chasm's eternal chorus. Lyric cradled Asher's blood-slick head, tears blurring her sight. Dawn's first rose line painted distant peaks. The tribunal stone lay somewhere below, time bleeding away like the life in Asher's veins. Heartbeat by heartbeat, void venom spread, dimming their shared link. Lyric's fear twisted into fierce determination. She would find a way, even if it meant bargaining with shadows themselves. But as she hoisted Asher onto her back and staggered toward a faint path descending into mist, the pendant throbbed ice cold against her chest, as though sensing that every choice now funneled toward an unavoidable reckoning. Obsidian shards peppered the narrow trail as Lyric half-dragged, half-carried Asher down the treacherous switchbacks that corkscrewed into the Valley of Choir Echoes. Every dozen steps she paused to check his pulse, fluttering, thready, then forced her trembling legs onward. The venom's void-black tendrils spidered farther across his skin, dimming the silver gleam of his runes. Mist clung to the valley floor like spilled moon milk, muffling sound so completely that even Lyric's ragged breaths felt stolen. Yet faint beneath the hush came a phenomenon that gave the place its name. Layered echoes of forgotten voices, singing broken hymns in a dozen tongues, each phrase overlapping like wind chimes caught in different gusts. Some swore the valley repeated the regrets of every soul who died within. Tonight, their mournful cadence throbbed like a countdown to failure. Lyric rounded a boulder and found a shallow cave where crystalline water dripped from stalactites into a stone bowl, nature's chalice. Gently, she laid Asher on moss and knelt beside him. "Stay with me," she pleaded, tearing another strip from her ruined sleeve to wipe fever sweat from his brow. He opened his eyes, dull pewter now, not silver. If I turn, if the void takes me, run. Shut up, she snapped, voice cracking. Nurses don't abandon patients. She unslung the pendant, willing starlight to gather. At her command, a cold luminescence seeped from its facets, but when she pressed it to the wound, the light fizzled, rebuffed by venom's maw. Panic surged. Footfalls crunched outside the cave. Lyric spun, fists up. From the mist emerged a slender teenager in threadbare flannel, hands raised. His eyes were neither star silver nor void black, but a soft, human hazel. He carried a weather-beaten satchel. I mean no harm, he whispered. Name Silas. Been scavenging herbs out here since my mama got sick. Lyric's guard remained high, yet desperation softened her edge. Unless you've got cosmic antidote leaves, this isn't your fight. Silas rummaged in his bag and produced a knurled root glowing faintly violet. Starthorn grows only where heartstone energy bleeds into earth. My gramps was clan healer, taught me it can leech poisons born of shadows. Hope flared. How do we use it? Boil, then blend with blood of the afflicted so the root recognizes the toxin. Silas's gaze flicked to Asher's seeping wound. Messy but quick. Lyric hesitated, trusting a stranger could doom them. Yet Amon's betrayal proved that titles meant nothing. Sometimes salvation wore humble faces. She nodded. Together they built a tiny fire, shredded root into the helm of Lyric's metal canteen, and added snow to melt. When the brew simmered, Silas handed her a shallow obsidian blade. Only a drop or two. Lyric nicked Asher's forearm. Silvery dark blood beaded. She let it drip into the potion. The liquid hissed, blooming with sparks of starlight. Carefully, she dribbled the mixture between Asher's lips. He coughed, then stiffened as violet light coursed through him, chasing black veins until they retreated like ink and bleach. Moments later, his breathing deepened, color warming his cheeks. Lyric sagged in relief, tears finally spilling. Thank you, she breathed to Silas. Debt repaid, he murmured, eyes shining with quiet pride. Asher struggled upright, confusion dawning as he spotted Silas. Before questions could fly, a gale roared across the valley, ripping mist into ribbons. Amon's silhouette appeared on the ridge, staff raised high. Alongside him strode Kai, void smoke swirling around reconstructed limbs. The tribunal stone is mine. Amon's voice thundered, amplified by the valley's acoustics into a godlike decree. Bring me the Nova Heart and pendant, or witness this sacred ground fall to eternal night. Around him, ash-skinned Ashbane warriors materialized, their howls echoing tenfold by the valley walls. At their feet lumbered a resurrected Gorgolith charger bearing a siege ram, capped with void crystal aimed directly at the limestone arch that served as gateway to the tribunal. Lyric's pulse hammered. If they shatter that arch, the tribunal can't manifest, Asher rasped. All hope ends. Silas tugged Asher's sleeve. Hidden path through the north ravine, smuggler's route. Could get you behind the arch. Asher clasped the boy's shoulder. You've saved us twice, young wolf. I'm no wolf, Silas answered softly. Just someone tired of endless war. Together, they raced through knee-high mist, following Silas to a cleft concealed by thorn vines. Inside, the tunnel descended steeply. Faint blue fungus lit their way. Echoes above told of Amon rallying his forces, the ram's gears grinding. They emerged behind the tribunal arch, a ring of marble etched with celestial glyphs standing in a bowl of white sand. Opposite, Amon's cohort advanced. The void ram's crystal tip pulsed, preparing to strike. Lyric stepped into the arch's center. Starlight flared, illuminating the sand in concentric sigils. The pendant around her neck hummed, tugging toward an obelisk half buried at the arch's base. She pressed it into a slot. The ring ignited, projecting a dome of stellar energy. Amon snarled, "You bind fate to corrupted blood." He slammed his staff. Void lightning cracked against the dome, causing ripples. The ram thundered forward, hitting the shield like a battering comet, cracks formed. Asher limped beside Lyric. I'll hold the barrier. You recite the binding litany. She stared, panic rising. I don't know it. Silas cleared his throat and, to their astonishment, began chanting ancestral words his healer grandsire had drilled into him. Lyric caught the cadence, repeating each phrase with growing certainty. Glyphs blazed, sewing the crack shut. Kai, eyes swirling void, leapt the barrier's rim, blades drawn. Asher intercepted, claws meeting steel in a clash that sprayed sparks. Their battles circled the dome, primal and heartbreaking. For every strike carried memories of friendship now shattered. Lyric's voice rose above the chaos. Final lines of the litany. The arch's glyph spun, forming a vortex of light that sank into the valley floor, revealing the tribunal stone, a colossal slab inscribed with star maps and mirrored facets. Three spectral wolf spirits manifested, each crowned by a different constellation. Aemon lunged through the failing barrier, staff dripping void ichor. I was seer priest for 60 years. I deserve redemption. He hurled a spear of darkness at Lyric. Silas shoved her aside, the bolt slamming into his chest. He crumpled, eyes wide in shock. Lyric screamed toward the air. In that instant, the wolf spirits turned toward her, gauging judgment not only on bloodline, but heart. She gathered Silas into her arms. His pulse flickered. I choose mercy, she sobbed to the tribunal, tears falling onto Silas's wound. No more children pay for ancient sins. Light erupted from her chest, surging through Silas, knitting flesh and bone. He exhaled, coughing but alive. Aemon stared, horror dawning as he realized void power paled before selfless compassion. In fury, he thrust his staff at the tribunal stone. Asher, mid-duel, sensed it too late. Lyric sprinted, interposing herself. Darkness speared toward her heart, only to shatter against an unseen force, the spirits themselves shielding their Nova heart. Energy recoiled, engulfing Aemon. Shadows writhed, peeling away layers of deceit until only a frail, broken elder remained. He fell to his knees, staff clattering uselessly. Asher disarmed Kai with a final swipe. The dagger skittered across sand. Void smoke drained from Kai's eyes, leaving him blinking as if waking from nightmare. The wolf spirit spoke in unified resonance. Balance is restored when love tempers oath, when truth mends betrayal. They cast a beam upon Lyric and Asher, starlight braided with dawn's first rays, sealing their intertwined runes into an unbreakable sigil that spanned both their forearms. A hush swept the valley. Ashbane warriors dropped their weapons, void corruption siphoned away by spiraling motes. The Gorgolith charger collapsed harmlessly, crystal ram dimming. Lyric knelt, exhaustion and relief mingling in tears she didn't bother to hide. Asher, wounds closing beneath the tribunal's glow, wrapped an arm around her shoulders. Kai stumbled forward, shame carving trenches in his features. I don't deserve forgiveness, he whispered. Maybe not, Asher said, voice soft yet firm, but you can still earn redemption. The spirits turned a final time, gazes settling on Lyric. The vow is fulfilled, but destiny offers one last choice. Anchor peace to this sacred place, or carry its light back to the mortal world, knowing conflict may rise again, but hope will rise with it. Lyric met Asher's eyes. She saw the same resolve that had driven him to her corolla at dawn. Protect life, no matter the cost. Together, they placed joined hands on the tribunal stone. We'll carry the light, they said in unison. Radiance flared, expanding outward until the valley became a canvas of swirling auroras, washing the land clean of shadow. When the brilliance subsided, the tribunal stone had vanished, its power woven into two linked souls prepared to defend it across every horizon. The wolf spirits bowed, dissolving into sparks that drifted skyward, merging with the newborn morning. In the sudden quiet, wind fluttered through skeletal pines like a relieved exhale. Lyric looked to Asher, heart hammering not from fear, but from the vast promise of uncharted days. High above, the first sunlight gleamed off snow caps, spreading warmth across the scarred valley floor, a whisper that even the deepest night could be rewritten by dawn's unwavering silence. Rebirth settled over Hollow Peak like a hush before song. Where void storm had once clotted the heavens, dawn now poured liquid gold across unscarred snowfields. Yet Lyric sensed unfinished chords vibrating beneath the calm, the prophecy's last cadence still waiting to resolve. The wolf spirits were gone, the tribunal stone dissolved, but the Heartstone's fused light pulsed gently where it lived now. An ember braided through her heartbeat and Asher's. They stood shoulder to shoulder on a granite promontory overlooking the Valley of Choir Echoes. Ashbane and Draven survivors mingled below, former enemies exchanging wary glances as they built pyres for shattered weapons, not bodies. The valley's echoes, once mournful, rang today with tentative laughter, as if rehearsing a new anthem. Kai approached, arm bound in linen, gaze steady. Scouts report a fissure still open above the north spire. Darkness seeps through like smoke. If it widens, everything weave one could unravel. Asher nodded, jaw set. Then we cauterized the wound. Lyric exhaled, frost curling from her lips. We'll need the Heartstone's full surge, which means climbing back to the tear. To the exact place your grandmother fled, Asher added softly. She ran from coercion, Lyric answered. We go back by choice. The ascent took them along a ridge newly christened Accord Trail. Fresh tracks of mingled paw and boot impressed in virgin snow. Silas trotted ahead, sure-footed despite his youth, directing them toward a basalt pillar that stabbed the sky like a broken spear. Halfway up, the air thinned to razors. Every breath tasted of metal and destiny. At the summit, the rift yawned, a wound of swirling indigo sucking light into nothingness. Tattered shards of Aemon's corrupted staff circled its rim, feeding it residual venom. Crystalline veins along Lyric's arm sparked, reacting to the void's proximity. Kai unslung a coil of silver rope, forged from star silk and iron filings. I anchor this side, he said. When you're done in there, if in there still exists, tug twice. Asher clasped his forearm. Forgiveness flowed between them without a word. Lyric steadied her nerves. Ready. With you, Asher vowed. They stepped through. Inside the rift, gravity behaved like a dream. Up, down, and sideways blurred into a luminous fog strewn with constellations half-remembered. Echoes of Aemon's final rage scud like storm clouds, but the duet of Lyric's and Asher's heartbeats carved a safe corridor through chaos. Floating before them materialized a crystalline seed the size of a fist, dark filaments writhing at its core. The last fragment of void venom, desperate for a host. It seeks sorrow, Asher murmured, understanding dawning. It latches to grief. Lyric felt a tug toward the old guilt of her mother's death. For a heartbeat, her vision swam with hospital fluorescence, the smell of antiseptic and loss. She clenched Asher's hand. His warmth dulled the memory's sting. We end this, not by force, but by refusing to feed it, she said, voice steady. Together, they opened the bond Aldric had spoken of, love freely chosen, stronger than any celestial decree. Starlight erupted from their joined palms, bathing the seed in brilliance. Darkness hissed, twisting like scorched paper, then burst into motes that winked out one by one until only a clear crystal husk remained. A deep tone resonated, like a cosmic bell tolling release. The rift folded inward, stitching itself with threads of aurora until the sky beyond became whole dawn again. They tugged the rope twice. Back on solid peak, Kai hauled them through the closing shimmer. Silas hooped, tiny avalanches answering his joy. But as Lyric's boots hit snow, a final revelation unfolded. Silver runes flickered across Silas's collarbone, faint but unmistakable. Lyric knelt. You have the mark. Silas's eyes widened. I thought it was just birth scars. Asher studied the pattern, half Draven, half Ashbane sigils intertwined. Kai exhaled a shaky laugh. The clans are already united in him. Wind carried the valley's new anthem upward. Voices of both packs lifted together. In that harmony, Lyric heard a promise bigger than any single vow, a living bridge for future generations. She turned to Asher. We could stay among the peaks, rule together. Shepherd this peace. He brushed hair from her face, smile soft. Or we carry the light back to the world you heal every day. Prove that even city streets deserve starlit hope. Lyric pictured Denver's hospitals, its sleepless sirens, the hidden battles in every ward. For the first time, the idea of juggling scrubs and stardust felt thrilling rather than impossible. Then we live between worlds, she decided, guides, not rulers. Asher nodded. Two heartbeats, one constellation. They descended amid sunrise flames licking glacier edges, each step scattering sparks that settled into ground-level blooms of pale blue starthorn, new life fertilized by yesterday's darkness. At valley floor, warriors lowered their heads in respect, but Lyric raised theirs with a simple gesture. "Stand as equals," she said. "Today we begin writing stories where betrayal isn't the only plot twist." Silas approached, holding the crystal husk. "What do we do with this?" Lyric enclosed his hands in hers. "Keep it as a reminder. Emptiness can birth miracles once it lets go of fear." Far above, constellations realigned, stars forming a fresh pattern, a wolf and a human heart fused at the center, pulsing gently against the early morning horizon.